The 22nd day of Sfira, so Omer, the Kinyan Torah of Leiv Tov and the Sfira of Chesed Shebenetzach. One interpretation of the Midrash Shmuel is that Leiv Tov refers to one Seichel. He brings down from Chazal that 40 days before a fetus is formed, it is decided if the baby will be a Chacham or a Tipesh. For the one who is decreed that he will be a Tipesh, the Midrash Shmuel says that most of the time he won't be able to be fully Kona Torah since he's missing out on the Kinyan Torah of Leiv Tov. One can ask how that is quote-unquote fair, but I like to entertain the question of why the Midrash Shmuel says most of the time. What does one need to do to be the exception and attain Chachma even if he is not predestined for it? To answer this question, we need to go back to another mention of Leiv Tov in our Masechta. In Perek Beis Mishneh Tes, we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a Talmud named Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who we've mentioned before. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says the Derech Yishara Sheidbak Baha Adam is a Leiv Tov. Ben Yonah explains that this is about savlanus, patience. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai famously says, "Ra'a ani as devrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach shebechlal devarav dereichem." That I see, that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is right because his opinion includes everything that was said before. He asks all his talmidim to see what is the derech yishara shebak ba'adam, and there are five different answers, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the all-encompassing answer. On that, Rashi explains that everything is taloi b'leiv. However, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that someone who is patient develops good relationships. Because of this, he is generous in his willingness to help others with his time and with his money. Rabbeinu Yonah concludes by saying that the desire to help is greater than the action itself, because it takes a lot more effort to notice and actively seek out people who are in need than to just give a few dollars, or even a lot of dollars. As we said, Leiv Tov encompasses all the other traits that the Tanaim listed in the Mishnah. These traits are being generous, having an Ayin Tova, being a good friend, a Chaver Tov, being a good neighbor, a Shechin Tov, and one who is Roa Es HaNolad. The first three of these traits are geared towards helping other people, but in order to truly help, you have to actively be Chozer Al Pesachim to find people who would otherwise themselves have to be Chozer Al Pesachim to get what they need. By developing patience, one can attain this level. This is the Sfira of Chesed Sheben Netzach. As we start the week of Netzach, we start to focus more on longevity and eternity. The Rambam famously says in the Perush Mishnayis, to Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tesvav, that if you have $1,000 to give to tzedakah, better to give $1 to 1,000 people than $1,000 to one person, so as to inculcate the midah of giving and make you a giving person. By seeking chesed wherever you go, you will not be able to pass up the opportunity to give to everyone who asks, and you'd have to split up whatever money you have allotted. In order to perpetuate chesed, you have to have this mentality of always willing to help, no matter what the circumstances may be. While I'm technically behind on doing the right shiur on the right day, it is most definitely hashkacha pratis that the shiur is being given today. Today is Tes Iyar, which is the yard site of Hachaver Shlomo Michal ben Meir, alav shalom. While I didn't know him so well, I have the schus of being very close friends and harusas with his grandson. By seeing how he raises children and how those children have raised their children, the impact of Hachaver Shlomo Michal cannot go unnoticed, much like every person in need. As the title suggests, Hachaver Shlomo Michal was a tremendous Baal Chesed, and his family is a living testament and legacy to this idea. His family is a living embodiment of the famous mantra of no man left behind. As an Aliyas Neshama to Hachaver Shlomo Michal ben Meir Alav Shalom, we shall learn the lesson of Chesed Shebenetzach and seek Chesed where Chesed is needed and never leave anyone behind. However, there is more to the story. As he pointed out, that Leiv Tov also means Seichel, and it is still a Kinyan Torah after all. We also never answered our original question of how one can be Zocha to Chachma if they are not predestined for it. To seek out opportunities to help, it all starts with the Seichel. One has to first realize that help is needed, even if it may not look like it. By extending this yisod, we can suggest that by developing one's patience and seeking the opportunity to do chesed anywhere and everywhere, anytime and every time, the same midah will carry over to the Torah. There's always what to learn and who to learn from. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perek Tav Mishnah Avos, says, Eizeh Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, because he shows that he has a thirst for knowledge and will get it wherever he can get it from, even from those less than him. However, in reality, no one is less than him in his eyes, because everyone has something to offer that he is lacking. We may not all be predestined for Chachma, but if we seek out Chachma and are Mechabe, those who possess it, which is everyone, we can be Zocha to join the ranks of the Chachamim.